And respected elders in Berlin, with Allah's grace and mercy, tonight we have completed the 10th juz of the Quran. We have completed Surah Al-Anfal as well as a major portion of Surah Al-Tawbah. Surah Al-Anfal, which means the spoils of war, it's a particular type of spoil of war. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the battle of Badr in the opening verses or in the first ruku of the surah. One point here which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to comfort and in order to bring stability to the Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He is about to send angels to help them. And in another verse which we have recited already in the fourth juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we have sent 3,000 angels to help you in the battle of Badr. And if you are patient, and if you remain patient, and if you were wary and you were concerned about Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have sent 5,000 angels. And this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that besides those angels which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent in order to help you, فَثَبِّتُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I am also with you. أَنِّي مَعَكُمْ فَثَبِّتُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, I am also with you. Now this point, my respected elders and brothers, this is a point to think about and to consider. The battle of Badr, of course, was a battle which the Muslims were victorious in. But there were 13 odd Sahaba who were also martyred in this battle. And if we go to the ground where the battle of Badr has taken place, till today you can go to that place, you'll find the names of those Sahaba. Many of them were Ansari. Many of them were the residents of Medina Munawwara. You'll find their names also written on a stone. So 13 Sahaba were martyred in this battle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah is with them. Allah is with them. 3,000 angels also with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَيَّدَكُمْ, Allah's help is also with you. Allah's help with us, 3,000 angels with a person, with this group, 5,000 angels also possibly, and of course Allah Himself assisting them, and then 13 of them become martyred. This leaves a question in a person's mind. But how come they got martyred? How did they get martyred when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was with them? Allah said that He's taken the responsibility of being with them. وَأَيَّدَكُمْ بِنَصْرِ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there to help them. And Allah has also sent malaika. My respected elders and brothers, this is to make us realize that in the struggle for Islam, if our lives are gone, that's not a sign that Allah has uplifted His help from us. And it's also a sign to us that today if thousands of Muslims are dying too, does not mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has uplifted His help away from this ummah. And it should make us remind ourselves again and again. Today an ayat was read, قُلْ هَلْ تَرَبَّصُونَ بِنَا إِلَّا إِحْدَى الْحُسْنَيَيْنِ, that for a Muslim, there's two good things that he looks forward to. In all the challenges that we face today, there's two good things. We don't lose, we can never lose. We always turn out to be the winner. إِلَّا إِحْدَى الْحُسْنَيَيْنِ, one of the two good things we are going to win. What are the two good things? Either we are completely victorious, or either Allah gives us shahada. So a believer doesn't mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said Allah's help is with them, 13 of them were martyred, that means possibly, na'udhu billah, Allah's help was not with those 13 and that is why they got martyred. No, my respected elders and brothers, losing and also those who became martyred and those who had passed away in that particular battle, that was all the sign of Allah's helping them. And that's what we need to realize today, not to make us despondent and not to make us despairing, that despite what is happening in the ummah, thousands and thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands are being slaughtered daily. My respected elders and brothers, that's not a sign that Allah's help is uplifted completely. Because believe me, if Allah had to uplift His help from us for one moment today as Muslims, مَا تَرَكَ عَلَىٰ ظَهْرِهَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ, there would have not been a single soul of us present today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help is still with Muslims. And what we think of the help, we perceive the help of Allah to come, that we have somebody always backing us, will just come and he'll rollercoast over everything, and that's it, we'll always, Muslims will rule. My respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a greater scheme in mind. There's a much more greater purpose. The purpose is not we and them. The purpose is not that the race of Muslims just carry on growing and so that the Muslims can become dominant over this world as we think of dominance. But the real objective and the real purpose is that this world which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, this world, every corner of this world must be resounding with La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. If that could be achieved by 4 people, it's sufficient. If that could be achieved by 100 people, if there were only 100 lives on this earth and 100 of them were reciting the kalima tayyibah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is sufficient. So much so, my respected realism, that is, if there is a particular airline, okay, that has gone touting out its tickets and selling its tickets, nobody bought the ticket, there is only one passenger on that airline. There is only one passenger. They will give him a coupon and tell him that, you know what, come back later. They give him a coupon. You're not going to travel this entire distance or travel the, you know, over the Atlantic just because of one passenger. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if this whole world, there is nobody in this world, there is only one soul who is taking the name of Allah. Allah, Allah. The hadith is in Tirmidhi. Allah will keep this world moving. Allah will keep this world moving. So this, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's purpose and the objective, the objective is that the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be resounding throughout the world. In this interim of getting the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resounding in every corner of this world, Allah's help is still with the Muslim. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Don't think that what is happening in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is heedless or oblivious about it. Allah knows what is happening. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are making dua to Allah. Yes, we are making dua. And sometimes, despite us making dua, there's still slaughtering taking place. But my respected elders and brothers, that is all part of the price to pay so that the real objective will be achieved. That's all part. And the fact that today Muslims are still being slaughtered does not mean at all, should never make us feel in despair, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has uplifted His help from us. Allah's help is with the believer. Allah's help is with us. And this word of Allah and this kalima that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came down for, and where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam worked so that it could enter every baked and unbaked home. My respected elders and brothers, this is going to happen. This will happen inshallah. With the help of Allah, it will happen. The big question mark is whether you and I will be part of that process or not. Whether Allah will utilize us or not. That's the big question. So that's why Allah says to the Sahaba, says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to the Sahaba, that say unto those people who taunt you, that they used to say to the Sahaba, that you went out and look, we just lost your lives. So Allah Ta'ala said, قُلْ هَلْ تَرَبَّصُونَ بِنَا إِلَّا إِحْدَى الْحُسْنَيْنِ. That say unto them, that when we go out, we have something to look forward to. We anticipate one of the two good things. Either Allah will make us victorious, which is good, or either Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us martyrdom, which is also good. وَنَحْنُ نَتَرَبَّصُ بِكُمْ. And whereas whilst we are awaiting this, what are you waiting for? What are you expecting for? What do you anticipate? By you staying back and by you taunting the believers, there's only one thing that you are waiting for, and you see Bakumullahum bi adabim min indi. There's only one thing that you are in anticipation of, and that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings his adab upon you. We at least look forward to two things. So never should we be at any point despondent when seeing the conditions, although these conditions, particularly now, makes us feel sometimes so down and out. It makes us feel that we are completely left without any, you know, without any support whatsoever. My respected elders and brothers, intertwined with whatever is happening today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. Allah's help is also with us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help is present. Because like I mentioned earlier, the Quran, the last verse actually before Surah Yasin, Allah Ta'ala says that if for a moment, if Allah had to take us to task, in other words, if Allah said that I'm going to uplift my help completely from you, then none of us would have ever been alive today. Not only us, but this world would have been perished. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, not a single soul, not a single creature would have remained on this earth. So we should never become despondent. Then my respected brothers and brothers, these surah, Surah Al-Anfal and Surah Al-Tawbah, and then of course a little later Surah Muhammad, these are surahs where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks very strongly. The words and the theme of these surahs are very strong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that find them and kill them wherever they are. These are the verses that we are faced with. When we are in university and when we are in our workplaces and we say that no, Islam means peace, that's what we keep saying to everyone. And then you get somebody who comes and say, but look, your Quran says, wherever you find them, فَقْتُلُوهُمْ, kill them. وَقَاتِلُوهُمْ حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةُ وَيَكُونَ الدِّينُ لِلْكُلُّهُ لِلَّهِ. Kill them all. That's what we hear those verses. You know? And then we say, oh, right, okay, I'll check up and find out. And we don't ever come back again. As a Muslim, no, we are proud of this Islam that Allah has given us. And this Quran also that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Why? Because my respected brothers and sisters, this Quran is a complete book. One thing we need to remember, the Quran is a complete book. It's a complete manifesto of our life. Complete manifesto of our life. Now when we say it's a complete manifesto of our life, means that it will touch on every aspect that we will face and possible aspect that we will face in our worldly life. Every possible aspect. Alright? So in our worldly life, knowing the fact that we are going to live and we are all of different nature and we are all of different backgrounds, etc., there is going to be times where there are going to be skirmishes also. There's going to be times since we are on truth, and whenever truth stands up, there's always going to be something which is going to be an adversity of truth. There's always going to be that adversity of truth. How to deal with that adversity? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, and we mentioned, whenever there is conflict, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says three ways we try and deal with conflict. First, mediation. Talking, ta'ifuhunna. Even whether it is domestic, whether it is on a large scale. So, first we talk about it. Communication, mediation, and then arbitration. And then finally, if that doesn't happen, then of course it can go to litigation too. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَصُلْحُ خَيْرٍ. So try and find some kind of a mediation. Try and find some kind of a medium. And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, communicate. And then finally it could go to litigation. But sometimes the need will come. And the need will come, definitely the need will come, where there will be now a backlash, or where there will be a complete, there will be an impasse in front of a person. And therefore, the need will come for force also. So when the Quran is a complete manifesto of life, it's a complete manifesto which teaches us that also in such circumstances, when you will be faced with this kind of an uprising, just like how when you're faced with mediation and when you're faced in the moments of arbitration, the Quran tells us what to do. Similarly here too, when you are faced with that adversity, how to deal with that adversity, the Quran also tells us. So therefore, these verses of the Quran are not abrogated verses. Oh yeah, they were for that time, but they don't apply. That's our apologetic view. No, those verses apply because the Quran is a timeless book of guidance, and it will apply. Yes, it will apply. It will apply when those circumstances arise. And look at what will apply. The Quran will tell us how to fight also. The Quran will also tell us how to stand up to get your rights fulfilled. The Quran will tell us what is the purpose of that fight. You see, my respected elders and brothers, some things which I'm going to say today sounds unpalatable. But you're going to have to listen to me. We're going to have to look at it in the context of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down punishments on various ummahs before. Ummah that came before us. When any nation went astray, and the Nabi finally got fed up with the ummah, and he saw that this what's going to happen is that his ummah is not going to accept, the Nabi made dua. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam made the dua, Allah records the dua in the Quran. Alright? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the deluge and the flood, and they all were destroyed. After some time, the same thing happened with the nation of Ad, the same happened with the nation of Hud, the same happened with the nation of Lut alayhi salam, and like that, every civilization that came before us, this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dealt with them. But this ummah here, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who have accepted Islam also, as well as those who have not accepted Islam too, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been extremely, extremely, extremely merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not annihilate this entire ummah by means of an adab, send a sudden kind of an earthquake and completely remove them from the surface of this earth, those who did not believe. Imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to do that periodically. So say maybe 1,000 years ago, right? So maybe about 400 years after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Islam probably did not reach certain parts where we were originally from. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, right, that's it, these are all mushrik, they are all people who worship idols, that's it. This earth is going to change and everybody is going to be swallowed. We would have not been sat here today. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been extremely merciful with both parts of this ummah. Those who have accepted Islam also and those who have not accepted Islam. So those who have not accepted Islam, those who have not accepted, and those who have stood up in order to become adversaries of Islam, they stood up rather to become arch rivals of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admonished them. If they still did not stand, if they still did not move from that place, then Allah ta'ala says, قَاتِلُوهُمْ قَاتِلُوهُمْ يُعَذِّبْهُمُ اللَّهُ. Because now there is a greater good that needs to be achieved. And in order for that greater good that needs to be achieved, sometimes we have to cut our losses, as we say. Even in the business world, we say we cut our losses. For example, if Allah Ta'ala forbid, but if there is a fire, and there's a big fire, and in that fire there is an entire apartment which is blazing, and there are many, many families living in that apartment, and there are children also, and they are all, you know, the apartment is filled with people. And suddenly, they call for the fire brigade, and the fire brigade comes out in order to extinguish that fire. En route, the fire brigade sees that there is a little puppy which has run onto the road. And next to that puppy, we find RSPCA standing, you cannot pass here, animals have rights. Alright? And then the fire brigade says, fine, okay, we'll take the other route. And they decide to take the other route. And when they come to the other route, they find another little cat walking across, and another person standing there and say, you cannot pass, RSPCA says, animals have rights. Now, my respected elders and brothers, if all the routes eventually get blocked, so what are they going to do? Say, well, it's right, you know, animals do have rights. Let those people burn. Let those people in the apartment burn. Let all those families just get annihilated, that's okay. Animals have rights. That's not what we're going to think of. We're going to cut our losses at this moment. We're going to shove that person who's standing there with a placard, shove him onto one side, and say, you obey hugger, go back to the forest. Right? That's what we're going to say to him. You see, you get out of the way right now. Because now there's a more important aspect here. And if this puppy can't move out of the way, or this dog can't walk, you know, be taken out of the way, sometimes it's going to actually have to go over that dog too. Why? Because there is a greater good that needs to be achieved. Now, my respected elders and brothers, this whole world is on fire. When we say on fire, people who are not believing in Allah, they are incurring the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Muslim is the fire brigade. And the Muslim as a whole unit, not each one of us as individual, because if we go out as individuals, say somebody came in front of me, I've got to move him out of the way. No. As a unit, the Muslim as a unit, is out there to extinguish that fire. And when it so happens that we find that there are obstacles in the way, then those obstacles need to be moved. And those obstacles will be moved with various ways, through da'wah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion when a sahabi went ahead and fought a battle before giving da'wah, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he was a great sahabi, but he did it was an error in judgment. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh Allah, what this sahabi has done, I've got nothing to do with this. And therefore they were instructed, first they have to invite. And if they don't invite, then they say, okay, right, fine, you don't want to invite, but at least listen to us, and you follow us, and become a dhimmi, and you can pay jizya, and you can still live on your own creed and on your own belief. And if they did not accept that too, then too they were given some time. And if they finally did not accept that, then a battle ensued. So that was the modus that was applied. Now my respected elders and brothers, so that the greater good could be achieved, and the greater good is that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy can begin to descend, how the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be subsided, how the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could be subsided. Now the ummah as a unit, as a whole, the ummah went out, and the ummah went in order to extinguish this fire, so to say. Extinguish this fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَاتِلُوهُمْ. Previously, when a nation went astray, Allah destroyed them. This ummah, Allah has been extremely merciful. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, قَاتِلُوهُمْ يُعَذِّبُهُمُ اللَّهُ بِأَيْدِيكُمْ. That when you will, a battle will ensue, and prior to that battle, when you will give them at least 3 days, they were given only for da'wah purposes. 3 days. That means when this is when two armies are at, they are sort of toe-to-toe with each other, a war is about to break out. Muslims are told, they cannot fight. Up until you don't give them 3 days. Yes, but they've come here to fight. No, still give them 3 days. So that's what the Muslim was told. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that sometimes that war that takes place, and that battle that will take place, that is a source of a small punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them. And so that a few of them can realize that, okay, no, you know, this is the punishment of Allah. Maybe it gives us some time. So much so that in the same surah, this is a surah which all those evangelists and all those who talk about, you know, ill things with regard to Islam and ill things with regard to the jihad ayats, etc. This is a surah which they quote most often from. In this very surah, in fact, on the second page of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنْ أَحَدٌ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ اسْتَجَارَ فَأَجِرْهُ حَتَّى يَسْمَعَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ أَبْلِغْهُ مَأْمَنَهُ ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. This is in the heat of the moment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about warfare. Remember, this is the manifesto for warfare, right? Let's see if this is how it's portrayed to be. Surah Tawbah, Suratul, and this is that surah which is only, which doesn't have the Bismillah in it. So they make it even more. See, your surah doesn't even show mercy because there's no Bismillah. Of course, that Bismillah is not there for a different reason.